Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 256, Marks and Reese, Johnny Marks, Joe Giglio in for Ike. So, John Heyman of, who's he working for now? What's the name of it?
Fan Cred Sports or something?
Fan Rag.
I think Fan Rag went out of business and became Fan Cred.
Or they got bought or something.
It's John Heyman. He's somewhere now.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, he does MLB Network. He's on our sister station up in New York. So he is he put out there that Phillies have the need, they have the wherewithal, they have the prospects, they have the position open, shortstop, they have the playoff position, and they have the love for him. There's no excuse, so go get Manny.
He wants them to push all their chips in the middle right now.
How about that? Because now, and I believe that the information being put out there is being put out by the Orioles or somebody like that to try to increase the offer, that the Yankees are the winners right now, and they're the highest offer, and the Phillies are still interested, but they're there. There's misinformation or information being put out there to try to stir the pot and get even more. They're not going to deal him until after the All-Star game anyway.
Yeah, they don't want to have him go to D.C. next week not wearing the Orioles uniform. He's their only representative.
Maybe they kind of figure stuff out and it's done soon after that.
Could be.
You agree, Joe?
I'm not going all in.
You texted Heyman there, Ben, so we're hoping to hear back from him.
I'm not going all in. I'm not giving up a ton for Manny Machado this year. They could sign him in free agency. I'd be shocked if he doesn't get to free agency. I just don't think he's going to re-sign during the season.
Yeah, no. Let's assume he's not going to re-sign because I agree with you. It's far-fetched to think that he's going to sign. If you give him $500 million, he'll sign.
Sure.
If you give him $450, $400, he'll sign.
But he's played the last 6 years to get to free agency. That's why these guys do it. They want to get there. They want a bidding war. I just don't think the Phillies are at the point in this window to win where they have to go all in. Because there's what, 8 or 9 teams involved in this now? Someone's going to probably overpay for him to get him for 2 months. It's not like there's two Yankees teams. Yeah, it might be the Yankees.
Yeah,
the Yankees. Red Sox just jumped into this thing the last week, which obviously changed the equation. Who knows what's real and what's not? But I don't think the Phillies need to do this. I do think they need a bat. I mean, you and I were talking before the show. Last night was just another example.
That was a great example last night.
They need another bat. They need one more guy. Even if it's not a superstar, just something else.
Well, here's what they need. Ultimately, they need their best bat because their best bat's not on the team right now, right? Rhys Hoskins is a nice player. You need the best bat. That's who you have to get. You have to get your best hitter on the team. And if you have to do that through free agency, I don't want to wait to see if Adam Haseley develops or somebody else develops on their farm system. I don't think they're down there right now.
I'm with you. Harper and Machado are free agents. I expect them to chase both or at least one.
If you can't get your best bat now, then you have to add somebody else, but you have to get them in the offseason. It's just whether or not you want to give up the appropriate prospects to get them. Here's what Heyman writes in the article. Every time the Phillies are linked to superstar shortstop Manny Machado, someone connected to the Phillies mentions one of two things. The price is too high, or the Phillies don't want to gut their system for a rental when they aren't sure they're a contender. To that, I say hogwash. The Phillies, and give them credit, are in the thick of the NL East race. What's more, they're tied atop the equally upstart Atlanta Braves in the division, and with the Nats struggling, their opportunity should be obvious. The Phillies love Machado, so this just isn't any rental. Everyone already knows they'll make a play for him as a free agent. So go get him. That's what he's saying. 888-729-9494. He refused to come on the show?
I texted him, and then Andy called him. And John just said, I'm too busy. I can't come on. And so apparently John very busy with, what was that website again?
Fan Cred.
Well, he might be on MLB Network or something like that.
Couldn't give him a reason.
Well, I mean, we would have been fun to, it would have been nice to promote his website or whatever. Yeah, fine. Come on, I'll just read his article. All right. So yeah, you know who doesn't want to do it? Who doesn't want to rental? Larry Anderson. Do we have this from yesterday, Ben? Larry asked the question. I didn't know it because sometimes guys that work for the organization, they don't want to give an answer because they're worried they're going to whatever. And I didn't know what Larry was going to say. Here's what he said.
To me, this isn't a have to win season for the Phillies. It's mm-hmm. not. So, and looking at that in that regard, I can't give up a ton of stuff from the minor leagues. If you want to rent them for 2 months, 2.5 months, whatever, that's fine. But it's certainly going to limit to what you're going to give them for that 2 months. And a guy like that in the middle of our lineup, I think our chances of winning the division and going further in the playoffs are definitely increase immensely. But at what expense down the road is it going to cost you? And that's why I think for a rental, I wouldn't, and especially with what Franco's doing now, you know, I just kind of would like to see him just slow down on the Machado thing for this year, you know. But
yeah,
I just don't want to mortgage the future for a rental.
I think it was interesting the way he put it. I didn't even really hear it till that right then when he was with us yesterday. The way he put it was this isn't a you have to win year for the Phillies. They're ahead of schedule.
I just had the same reaction.
Ahead of schedule. Now I would be upset, John, if they just didn't do anything at the deadline. Matt Klentak,
they'll do something.
Owes it to Kapler. Owes it to the whole team to add to give them more of a chance to win this division. But are they in the we have to go all in mode? I don't think they're there yet. This is the first year. This is the first year of contention for them. Like the Cubs a couple of years ago when they went and traded for Chapman and they traded Gleyber Torres for Chapman. That was like the Yankees got a haul. But the Cubs hadn't won a World Series in 108 years.
Did they get a World Series?
They got one.
They got a World Series.
And they were desperate because realized
it was worth it, and the Yankees are happy as hell too.
Sure they are. But are the Phillies in that spot where this is the year they have to win?
But see, here's the problem. You trade two top prospects. Machado comes here, has success. You don't win a World Series, and then he leaves. And these other prospects turn into great things. That's the thing. Like, if you're Klentak, it's easy for me to sit here and say, yeah, trade Sixto Sanchez or whoever else. It's a lot harder for Matt Klentak to do that, right?
Right, and then a year from now, let's say Velasquez is hurt or he stinks or Vet is hurt, and there's Sixto on another team pitching shutouts. Like, I wish that guy was here.
Heyman says, if the Phillies love Machado, they should act on it. They have a legit shot at the playoffs. What difference does it make that it came earlier than anyone, perhaps even them, expected?
The what difference does it make with prospects or draft picks reminds me when Brian Clancy was like, we don't need all these first-round picks. Take another one for Markel Fultz. It matters.
Would you agree that the Phillies are in, but they're not really – you don't feel like that they're the team that's going to get them? Do you agree with that?
Yes.
They've had conversations.
I don't think they're going to pay the price.
They've made a probably legitimate offer.
Yeah.
Are they being too timid? 888-729-9494. Obvious need. Star player. You need the bat. You need a bat in this lineup. I'll say this. You're not in an all-in mode right now because you don't need to be in an all-in mode right now. But that doesn't mean I'm looking at this team and saying, like, well, no, you got plenty of years where you can win it. They could win this year. They could win the World Series this year. The Eagles proved it last year. You can't just look at things on paper and be like, oh, well, this team's going to win. This team's going to win. Yeah, it could happen. Phillies could also win with a team that no one expected to win before the season.
And then sometimes I think you have to reevaluate. When the season started, what you just said would have been laughable. The Phillies could win the World Series this year. In April, no one would have said that. And
that's why I offered my backup.
That's right, for El Torito.
El Torito tattoo, yeah.
But now they're in first place, or tied now for first place. It's July. So I think they have to reevaluate things. And they're going to buy. They're going to add something. It's just a matter of, is it Manny Machado? He might be the best position player ever traded at the deadline. I mean, think about how good he is.
Phillies fans, I'm telling you, they're making a mistake if they're being too timid and not really being in play for Machado. I believe that. 888-729-9494. We also have the International Champions Cup 2018 Juventus against FC Bayern. It's July 25th at the link. Ticketsmaster.com is how you get tickets. So give us Tim Tebow's dating Miss Universe. Who would you want dating your daughter? Tim Tebow could come over for a barbecue.
Yeah, no problem.
A Sunday dinner.
Yeah, Tim coming over for dinner?
He's not saying grace. That's the one thing I have to say. It's like, listen, I understand you're a religious guy. I'm not. There's no grace. There's just eat. All right? He may not like that. So maybe, I don't know.
He would probably smile and be agreeable.
He would.
He seems like an agreeable guy.
He's an agreeable guy.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow. Hey, he hit a double last night in the Eastern League All-Star game.
Going to be in the big leagues in September.
But that he is. Oh, by the way, I had said that I would retire from radio if he ever made the big leagues.
You're gonna have Nick on your back.
No, I'm not retiring because I need to earn money. I've already said that I've gone back on that. Cause I said, yeah, he's making the majors. Brian Abington. Brian.
Hey guys, how you
doing?
Today?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey, so two things. Well, the first thing I wanted to talk about the Phillies.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that they're in first place. Super optimistic. It's great to watch them. As a matter of fact, we're on our way down to Baltimore right now to see them play tonight. So really, really stoked about it. But I think we all have to be realistic. And they're in first place, but they're in first place in the NL East, which, without a doubt, is just full of the worst teams in the league right now. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, there's two really bad teams with the Mets and the Marlins. But you're right on this, Brian. The top of other divisions are much better. The AL East is much better. The Central's better with the Brewers and the Cubs. Yeah, this division is not great. No, that's part of the reason why they're the top of it.
Absolutely. So I'm in agreement with Anderson as well, is that I don't think I'd sell the farm for Machado, because you're getting so much more than you thought you possibly could. You have so many prospects. You have so many young guys. I think that there's, without a doubt, there's a need in that left side of the infield. But you also need a stronger second baseman. I mean, you have Cesar, who has 7 errors, maybe 8 errors already this year.
Yeah, he had one last night, too.
Yeah. I mean, he's on pace to have, 14, 15 error season? I mean, if he continues, which, you know, I didn't think I'd say this, but the corners, Mikel Franco and Santana, are like the two shining spots like in the infield right now.
Well, I mean, Cesar's still good defensively, but...
Yeah, and he gets on base. You know, Cesar always kind of puts up the same numbers. I like him, but Brian, the second baseman of the future is playing shortstop.
Yep.
Kingery.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Give us the athlete. So, us the athlete who's dating your daughter, Brian.
All right, so this... Because there's two brothers, and I was like, you know what? You can go with either one of these guys. So I was thinking the Manning brothers, right? So you got Eli or Peyton. But then I was like, Peyton's friends with the guy from Papa John's, and that guy's kind of a scumbag, and you're picking your friends, right? So I'm going with Eli. I'm going with Eli Manning.
I think Eli would be a good husband. I agree with you, Brian. You're in the running for those tickets, man. That's a good call.
All shucks, Eli Manning. Seems like
all
a good
shucks.
Guy.
All shucks, yeah. So speaking of that, we do actually have some breaking Papa John's news. I don't know if you saw this on the Twitter. But the Miami Marlins have ended their association with Papa John's based on Papa John, who is not even a part of the company anymore. Yeah, so Jerry Krasnick reporting. Well, actually, the Marlins put out a statement that John, how you pronounce his last name? John Schnatter?
That sounds about right.
No, dude, and I'm telling you, I was, there's two people that I despise in this world, and people literally thought I was weird for doing it. And it was, I was in early on it, and it was that creep from Subway, Jared, and Papa John. I got in trouble for my criticism of not even the pizza, of Papa John, because
pizza, the pizza is what it is, but right, Papa right. John obviously is
Papa John himself,
bad guy right now.
And it was even before the Manning stuff. Remember when Manning won that Super Bowl and Papa John was like out in the press conference, trying to talk to him. And he's drunk at sporting events and stuff like that. Do you know that he gives so much money to University of Louisville? It's named after
the
Papa
stadium.
John's.
One of the stories I saw today was the players are now uncomfortable playing in the stadium.
Well, it's not the Papa John's. The corporation doesn't own that. He personally owns the rights to it.
To the stadium?
He can name it John Stadium. He owns the rights to it. Not even Papa John's.
He always gave off a weird vibe, and now, I mean, that story is just like that's going to cripple that business. They're out of the Marlins Stadium. I'm sure more big business will come forward and say we don't want to associate with Papa John anymore.
There was a conference call, and he actually used the N-word during the conference call, and because he apologized for it, he admitted to it, and so he's off the board of that. He was already pretty much done. He was trying to get back in. So, yeah, Papa, I wouldn't want Papa John married to my daughter.
No, that's an easy one.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.